On last year's debut single, Upside Down, Blupo presented a more modern interpretation of the late 80s British genre of shoegaze. Since the single, she has gained quite the underground following, but in her latest album, has she tried to become more mainstream? Bluebell first started her musical ventures within several bands during her younger years, playing in venues around the Mersey. Then, as her friends saw music as just a hobby, the band grew apart. Bluebell then realised that music wasn't just a hobby but a lifestyle for her. She then quickly picked up a job as a session musician, working as a guitarist for anyone she could find. With these funds, she bought a studio time to create her own music. Her first shine of stardom was with her low-budget music video, featuring Bluebell lip-syncing to her Upside Down. The video itself blew up online and she was noticed by a large portion of the YouTube community. With her debut album, Bluebell truly comes into her own, both commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound, from the distorted flanged guitars to the gated reverb of the drums. Her vocals have been compared to Moe Tucker of the Velvet Underground, but I think her voice has a more natural tone. Her work clearly takes inspiration from British indie genres, incorporating features from different styles. Rain takes a much slower approach compared to other songs of the album, taking inspiration from the early works of the Cocteau Twins. Her undisputed song from the album is Simply Thrilled, a song filled with a constant feel of professionalism and brilliant songwriting. Throughout the 4 minutes, other smaller highlights include Time and Last Forever, although some vocals on the songs merge into the music, making the lyrics hard to decipher on some songs, creating a blur. Hopefully in the future she can find a niche market between both shoegaze and indie pop, as it is clear there is a current deficiency of it in the music age. But what is in future for the musician? Well, she's recently announced a tour of the UK, going to all major cities including Bristol, Liverpool, Leeds, York and other cities, as well as one-off locations. Although these are only small venues, it is a problem whether she will gather enough support at these venues.